930 WFMD.
At WFMD. Chris Michaels, that's the most inappropriate song to play when the chief of police is in the studio.
I planned that perfectly.
I don't know if he knows this song or not, but you'll have to tell him what the chorus is.
Not on the air. Not on the air. FCC's probably listening. Yes. Although maybe he has.
You could. It's Nazareth, and the chorus. And now you're messing with an SOB.
There you go.
That is not the chief of police. Chief Jason Lando joins us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I am fine. Now, did you? We were scheduled. You're going to bring somebody in with you. Who'd you bring with you?
We have this week's chief for a day, Jonathan Moslowski. He's known as Muzzy on the street, and he's sitting here right here next to me. Say hi, Muzz.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Say Moslowski five times fast.
Yeah, Moslowski?
You could say it, but you're never going to be able to spell
it. No.
Yeah, right? I'm just going with Muzzy. I like that.
That's easier.
I guess it is. Well, welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been in law enforcement for about 10 years now. Originally started in Hagerstown. I was there for about 7 years, and I've been here in Frederick for a little over 3 years now, and I'm absolutely loving it. I'm so happy I switched over here. This community is awesome. You know, just working here has been such a pleasure.
Let me ask you a question, because I always love how people get into the jobs that they get into. What made you get into law enforcement?
So I grew up in Michigan, and growing up, I always thought about getting into law enforcement, but it was a lot harder there in Michigan. And then my brother-in-law actually was hired in Hagerstown, and later on in life, after I worked a few jobs here and there, and I thought I was going to do a different career path, he called me and was like, "Hey, they got an opening out here. Come on out." And I just, drop of a hat, did it, and came out, moved out here to originally I live in Waynesboro, but started in Hagerstown, and I absolutely have loved this job ever since day one.
Go ahead and interrupt. Feel free.
I'm sorry. It shouldn't interrupt the morning mayor. It'd be Chief Lando interrupting, Michael O'Connor, Mayor Michael O'Connor. Yeah. I just want to ask, again, what is the main difference? And we love Hagerstown. We have listeners in Hagerstown. What's the main difference between working in Hagerstown and Frederick, the police departments? Both great departments and heroes, obviously.
I would say budget's probably a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. There's so many more training. A lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. There's so many more training opportunities, equipment, like a lot of resources here in Frederick that really help us on the job. In Hagerstown, there wasn't that much available, but we did what we could, with what we had, and it was a great department over there, it's a little bit easier coming over here.
Great. Well, it was actually the exact same question I was going to ask, and that is the difference between, Hagerstown, a little bit more of a blue-collar town, probably a little less affluent. I used to work over there in radio, and I was just kind of wondering, when you take a look at the two cities, and, oh, by the way, your answer should have been leadership is way better over here. That was just FYI.
No, I can't give you that. I worked for some great people over there, and it was awesome working there too. I made some good friends, and I can't really say one's better than the other, but Chief Lando, it has been wonderful. I can admit to that.
I'm not paying him to say that. By the
way. Yeah, right. Did he give him the evil death stare? That's the question.
We really try to work. We try to work well with all of our law enforcement partners. So we don't we don't ever think one's better than the other. It's just people leave agencies for different reasons, and we're really glad that right now our recruitment is very strong, and we're in a pretty good place. And one of the things we do at FPD, when we have a candidate that we think is a really good candidate, but that we just can't hire them, like let's say we have 8 openings and we have 12 or 13 really good candidates, we do reach out to other agencies and we let them know, hey, we have someone we think's really good and we're going to refer them to you. And so it's all about those partnerships and helping each other out in the region. We want everyone to do well.
Well, that's, you know what, I was going to take a break, but I mean, let's go ahead and continue on, because that was a question that Diana Gibson, our news director, had. It's like hiring, when it comes to hiring, how many police are they down or are they not down? And what do we do to try to get more police onto the Frederick City Police Department?
Well, right now, I mean, we could always, you know, we always are looking for officers. We're always hiring. Right now, though, we're in a pretty good place. So our authorized strength is at 155, and right now we're sitting at around 150, and we're currently recruiting for the next police academy class. So, you know, right now we have five openings. Now the mayor and the board of aldermen have given us the authority to overhire by about 5 to 7 people, and this allows us to plan for eventual retirements from the agency. So, like, let's say next year, and this next year we know 5 or 6 people are going to retire. They've given us the authority to overhire in this next academy class. So by the time those folks are retiring, we already have officers that are street ready. So we try to be really proactive about the recruitment and the hiring, so we're not behind the curve when someone retires.
Now, Chief, when you say overhire in an academy, does that account for people leaving the academy? Because let's be honest, being in the academy is not easy, and they kind of learn what the job entails, and people actually leave. So does that kind of take account of the people that might leave?
Yeah, I mean, we know that... We know that we want everyone to do well in the academy, right? But we know statistically 100% of the people that come in are not going to graduate. Whether they determine, like, hey, this is not the profession for me, or whether they just can't meet some of the metrics that we have for testing and whatnot. So we always, when we do the hiring, when we look at overhiring, we do try to account for that as best as possible. And, you know, if everyone graduates and we have a few more folks out on the street, you know, that would be great. That'd be fantastic. And that's why we got permission from the mayor and the board of aldermen, because, you know, there is that possibility. There is that possibility that someone that says they want to retire in 6 months from now decides they don't want to retire. We're not going to fire that officer that we hired in their place. We roll with that until
well, inflation's high, so people need to continue to work. Bob?
Yes, absolutely. And we got to work. We got to take a break. We got to get paid for our work as well. And we do that by playing the next group of spots and take a look at some other things going on. More with the Chief of Police and Officer Muzzy coming up next on the Morning News Express at WFMD.
Download it now at WFMD.com. Baby loves to rock it like a
boogie-woogie choo-choo train. Continuing on our conversation with the Chief of Police, if you've got a question for him, just text it to us, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. So we were talking about hiring. I just have that one question, because you mentioned it, if you had a candidate that was a great fit for you, but you just didn't have the space, that you might send them off to somebody else. How often, when you recruit, do you recruit from other departments for, like, lateral moves? Or is that kind of a taboo thing to do in the police?
Well, you know, we all have to help each other out, and we all want to play well together. So we don't ever – we won't intentionally recruit from other agencies, and I would hope that other agencies wouldn't intentionally recruit from us, like coming into the city to set up a job fair or something like that to steal our officers. And we would never do that to someone else. It's just – sometimes people are looking for a change for one reason or another, and so we promote our agency really well on social media. And they, just this week, actually, this is a perfect segue. This week on the 27th, we have our public safety expo at 9 in the morning outside at FCC, and so people can come learn what FPD is all about. And if they feel it's a good fit for them, whether they're brand new or whether they're going to lateral from another agency, you know, we welcome them. I think where it becomes taboo is when you actually go out and target police departments at other agencies. I don't think that that's right to do. But, you know, we put it out there that we're hiring, and we hope people, you know, feel like we're a good fit.
Can I ask, this is way off base, but when you came from Pittsburgh, you're now the chief of police. I don't remember your rank when you left.
I was the commander.
Okay.
So that would be like most departments that called a captain. Pittsburgh doesn't have the captain rank. The rank is actually commander. So I ran one of the precincts for about 5 years, and then my last 2 years I was in the narcotics advice unit as the commander of that unit.
And then you become chief. Will you always be chief? Or if you decide to move to maybe, and we don't want you to move, but I mean, if you ever, you know, decide to make that move, you know, would it just be for another chief of police, or would there ever be a different scenario that you would go somewhere else and take a different role?
I'm considering morning talk show host.
Hey,
what do you,
you
think?
What?
I heard there could be an opening.
They're trying to get rid of me anyway.
Let's say don't go too far with that, because you know, I need to take I need to take vacation days. They tell me I have to take a couple of days off every now and then. I'm looking for a guest host. Can you can get up that early, right?
I'll stand in for you anytime.
And we're both we're both bald, you know.
So, But on on a serious note, I just built a house in Frederick. I am here for the foreseeable future. I have no plans to go anywhere else. But if I do one day, because, you know, police chiefs, the average lifespan, career span of a police chief is about, on average, is 3 to 5 years. So, you know, if I do end up retiring from here or leaving here, it could be like total and complete retirement. It could be consulting, but that's not even on the horizon right now. I mean, right now I just built a house, and I'm loving the job.
And you know, Bob, too, just to piggyback off what you asked about going to different agencies, it all depends what you want too. So, like, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. If somebody wanted to go with the state police, even though it's law enforcement, it's kind of different policing. Whereas state police, you're dealing more most of the time traffic and stuff like that. Whereas, obviously, with the municipality police, sheriff's department, you're doing more investigating and stuff like that, right or wrong?
Yeah, and I mean, just there's so many, as I think over the years of officers that have come and gone for one reason or another, there are so many reasons. And, you know, sometimes it is the agency just isn't a good fit, and sometimes it's people move to be closer to family or they like a certain style. Like, if you are someone who just loves doing traffic enforcement and highway safety, then state police is probably going to be more your thing. You know, if you like the city policing, you know, the way city policing is done, then FPD is more your thing. If you're much more into, like, you know, rural or very suburban, yeah, that's, you know, then maybe the county sheriff.
Certain warrants and stuff like that.
Yeah, so people get into this work for all different reasons, and people move around for different reasons.
Officer Muzzy is with you. He is the chief of the day. And Officer Muzzy, do you like, I mean, so I don't know exactly what you do on the force, but are you in the car or do you like to walk the streets? Which do you prefer?
Well, the car is very comfortable. So.
He's honest.
But when the weather's nice, no, it's nice to get out downtown, walk around, walk up and down the creek, talk to people. And I enjoy interacting with people, you know, just, you know, random people you come across. And one of the pleasures of this job is meeting all the dogs. So anyone walking the dog, I always have a pleasure meeting their dog, too. So. You know, it's nice to get out once in a while, stretch the legs, and, you know, let people know that we're out there. So
canine might be something you might like down in the future too, right?
I don't know. Those dogs are a little different. They're not so friendly sometimes. So
they got a job to do too. All right. When we come back, we'll have more. We'll wrap up our conversation with the chief of police, Jason Lando, and the chief of the day, Officer Muzzy, coming up next on the Morning News Express at Free Talk 930 WFMD.
From Check It Out, the updated WFMD app with the latest local news and weather, our podcasts and downloads, links, and it's even got a wake-up alarm. Best of all, we're on your phone from anywhere, at any time.
Everywhere I go.
The WFMD app. Download it for free at the Google Play Store or at WFMD.com.
A service of Frederick Air.
Don't be left in the dark. When a storm knocks out your power, stay informed with the WFMD app on your phone.
A service of Frederick Air.
From 9:30, WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express on WFMD, 301-694-WFMD. Chief of Police, Chief Jason Lando's in the studio with us. Real quick, but we had since the last time we talked to you, there was another stabbing in the city of Frederick. Two people were stabbed. One was found dead in their home. Can you give us an update on this particular investigation? Was this domestic incident, or was it gang-related, or what else can you share with us, Chief?
So just, you know, out of respect for the victims and their families, there's not a lot I can say on the air. I can tell you that it was not gang-related. All the parties knew each other, and the individual that was eventually found to be deceased, there was no belief that there was any criminal activity at play. And so I can't really go into further details, but I can guarantee you that from that incident, there's absolutely no further risk to the public at all. There's no one out there that we're looking for. But there's just some things that we can't say publicly out of respect for the family and the victims.
That's the main thing we want to know, like what you just said, because when you hear about things like that, the public is just always worried that there might be somebody out there that they might have to be aware of. So that's why we like to kind of ask those questions, too, and just let the public know, you know, if there's something they should be scared of.
Right, absolutely. There's no, we're not looking for any bad guys. I'll tell you that right now. That the situation is completely has come to a conclusion.
Now, with some of the, it depends on what side of fortunate, I call it unfortunate unrest in our country when it comes to Israel and Palestine. You see a lot of college campuses are getting protests. You're seeing protests around the country. Have you had discussions with the mayor, the county, the other members of your staff on how you would handle a situation like that if it were to occur in Frederick?
Yeah, we have a policy on how we handle civil disturbances. Right now, we're actually working on putting together an actual civil disturbance unit. It wouldn't be a full-time unit. It would be officers that, they're out there patrolling it on a day-to-day basis, and if something happens, they're specially trained to come and deal with those situations. And it's something that we track. Every Tuesday morning, we have our crime meeting, or as our mayor asked me to call it, the anti-crime meeting. But it is the meeting where we discuss crime, and our crime analysts and some of our intel folks tell us about potential protests that are brewing or things we should be aware of and prepare for. And so I'm confident that we are prepared if one should happen here. And over the course of the next several months, as we get additional officers trained, we'll be even more prepared to handle those situations. We are very lucky over the past few years when there have been protests. They've been fairly small in nature, and that we haven't seen some of the unrest that we've seen in other cities, but we want to make sure we're prepared.
Do you have, and I'm not asking you to share anything that you can't share, but do you have a certain timeline or a policy in place? It's like, okay, you know, it is their right to peacefully assemble, but then when it gets to a certain point, you're like, okay, this is where we step in and make sure that citizens are safe, the city is safe. I mean, is that kind of like a timeline, or is there a moment in time when that would take place?
So actually, it's not a timeline. It's not a timing thing per se, but we do have, and we have pushed it out publicly, when we do hear of a protester or First Amendment activity that's about to occur, we do push out publicly on our social media and on the city website our philosophy on how we handle protests. And it's a three-tiered system. And basically, if people are being peaceful and all they're doing is kind of blocking the sidewalks or some side streets, we just protect the protesters and we protect the public, and we kind of try and keep them separated so violence doesn't break out, and we just kind of protect and monitor. And then the next level up would be, if things get a little bit more heated, maybe now we're blocking some major roadways, then we'll give warnings. We'll do our best to disperse folks, and then the final tier would be if we are seeing violence, if someone is breaking store windows or throwing trash cans into the street or doing something that could harm someone, then we'll take immediate action.
Now, do you also, something like that, would call the county for help, sheriff's department, to come and help out?
Yeah, absolutely. When we know of a pre-planned event, we definitely reach out to our law enforcement partners and we tell them, hey, we're either going to need your help for this, or can you just be on standby in case this gets a little bit bigger? And we always, always help each other out. It just depends on the size and the scope. And if something happens unannounced, like if right now 500 people were to gather at the square corner, we could pick up the phone or the radio and call a number of law enforcement agencies, and they'd be there immediately to back us up.
Officer Muzzy, I want to ask you a question, and that is, at some times throughout the last couple of years, and never mind, people have not had the nicest, kindest things to say to police officers. Have you run into that, and how do you deal with that? Because I respect the job that you do, I appreciate the job that you do, and I admire the job that you do.
I would say coming here to Frederick was a breath of fresh air in that aspect. It seems like pretty much everywhere I go and everyone I see, like I'm getting thanked everywhere I go for, you know, for what I do. And it definitely makes the job a lot easier when you feel appreciated. And I definitely feel that, you know, having come over here to Frederick. So it's been awesome since I've been here.
Well, and that's what we love about Frederick. I'm sorry, Chief. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I think one of the things that Muzzy probably won't say that I will is that doesn't just happen by accident. That happens because our officers here take exceptional care of the community. That doesn't mean that we don't have to arrest people and we don't have to write tickets. That's part of it. But the way our officers treat people on the daily basis earns them that respect and that reputation. That doesn't just happen automatically in cities. I've been really impressed with what I've seen since I've been here.
I just have one more question. Obviously, warmer weather's coming up right now, and downtown's going to start getting busy, especially on Fridays and Saturday nights. And I know I take my family downtown, walk around, my wife and daughters. Do you have more officers for the summertime on the weekends around that area, knowing that there's so many bars open and anything could pop off at any time?
Yeah, if we're seeing an uptick in activity, we'll adjust, whether it's whether it's assigning additional patrols or sometimes we'll have to put an overtime assignment out if there's a special event going on downtown or something that we feel there should be an increased presence. That's one of the things that we discuss at our Tuesday meetings is, hey, what's on the radar for the next week or so, and how do we have to adjust accordingly? Do we have to assign extra patrols to a certain neighborhood, whether it's downtown, the west side, whatnot? So these are things we're always tracking.
All right, final question, and this is from our friend over there, Diana Gibson, who says, you're a Pittsburgh guy, and how come you don't bring Permonte Brothers to feed us?
I told her earlier, I said, listen, I kind of feel guilty. I should bring you guys something, but there is a Permonte Brothers in Hagerstown, so
I know.
I don't have to import it all the way from Pittsburgh. And there also, as the mayor reminded me, you are no longer a Pittsburgh guy.
That's right.
He reminds me of that all the time.
Officer Muzzy worked for Hagerstown PD, so he has connections. Maybe me and him will go over there to Permonte Brothers and get something, right?
Oh yeah, it'll be good. I don't think Permonte Brothers travels well, so that's probably another reason why he wasn't able to bring it over here.
Doesn't make it far out of Hagerstown is what you're trying to tell us.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for being part of the Morning News Express. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Chief of Police Jason Lando and Officer Muzzy on the Morning News Express. 744 WFMD.
Bill Moran.